Is that back on?
I do not read.
Yep.
It is now at 9:05 and we have exited executive session. And so now we need any kind of motions or any discussion.
Do you want me to discuss my situation? Okay, so we're out of executive session. I've discussed with the board during my performance evaluation, and I've decided to step down as road commissioner, as Frank Perrin, for a variety of reasons.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you for your service, Frank. We hope that you'll be willing to confer with the rest of us on a regular basis regarding your projects.
And I do have, and I have a list of things.
And I do want to express the town's extreme gratitude in your perseverance in acquiring the fine property. I think that was a feather that anyone could put in their cap and say, a job very, very, very well done. And only a very patient person could have managed that.
Thank you.
The town will appreciate that more and more as the years go by. Any other motions?
I'll announce that I'm going to recuse myself from this part of the upcoming motion, and we'll exit now, I guess. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good night.
Regarding employment, possible employment of any individual for the road foreman position.
I'll do it then. We'll make the motion, or wait, are we offering in public what we're paying? Is that appropriate? I know we did.
I think we're at that point.
Okay. Make a motion that we hire...
we offer employment.
That we offer employment to Jim Potter at $25 an hour with a six-month probationary period, and subject to a performance evaluation before the six-month period ends, a possible raise.
And also, passing of the drug test, right?
Passing, yes, so the pre-employment drug screening conducted before the first day of employment. And, you know, subject to all the other requirements that we have, you know, driving record, CDL.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Long motion, let me read it back. John Peters moved that we offer employment of the road foreman's position to Jim Potter at $25 per hour, conditional on 6 month probationary period and subject to a performance appraisal at the 6 month mark, and subject to successful drug test screening prior to the first day of employment, and also subject to meeting all other requirements in our personnel policy.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? No.
I have another motion.
Okay.
I move that the board hire. I wish Frank were here. I don't know whether you guys are going to vote for this or not. I move that the board commit itself to hiring as needed human resources assistants to assist the board in managing its HR processes, including management of personnel and performance appraisals.
I'll second that. I assume they wouldn't have any actual decisions.
No, just assistance, just basically administrative.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? No.
We also should formally, I think we need to also formally approve the performance appraisals in open meeting. So I move that we approve as submitted by Frank Perrinet in his role as a road commissioner the submitted performance appraisals for Justin Ricard and John Peters Jr. With an 8% pay increase previously approved by the board.
Don't put the percentage in, put in the dollar amount.
The $1, so, shoot, I lost my train of thought. I move that the board approve the two performance appraisals for Justin Ricard and John Peters Jr. With a $1.50 per hour pay increase for the reason of meritorious performance in their job duties.
Second.
I recuse myself just because one of those is myself.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? It is approved.
So this one is, before I make a motion on this, I think we need to be clear on what happened in the previous meeting. I don't think the recording is up. We can, the only thing that has force is what's in the approved motion. And I know there was some previous discussion about when the board hired a road foreman, that the team leader's position would no longer be necessary. But I don't think that, again, I don't think we have a recording. I don't think that was ever in a motion. And the minutes don't reflect it either. So I think we should approve. We can do it a couple of ways. One is we can do it all in one motion. Or actually, maybe we just have to wait until Jimmy accepts the offer before we make any decision about the team leader position. Right? Because we may need to eliminate that position if we're not ready.
Can we build that into the motion?
We can build it into a motion.
If he accepts.
When he accepts, we can do it then, or we can do it now as part of Art's performance appraisal. Either way, I think.
That performance appraisal that you have there is not the one, the narrative, is it?
It doesn't have the narrative attached, but I do have a copy of the narrative.
Because we should approve the narrative and not that.
Right.
That document.
I understand.
So we should make sure that in Art's case, we do that. We approve the correct review.
Right.
And uh, I'm unclear as to whether we won't have a meeting for, let's see, will we have a meeting next week? No. We won't have a meeting until the 5th of June. Mm-hmm. Monday, is Monday a holiday?
Monday is, yes.
When is the legal holiday?
Monday.
We could always call a special meeting to, if we offer employment, are we going to have a meeting to ratify that decision, depending on if negotiations are going to be incurred?
What do you mean on Jimmy's?
Well, I'm not. Yes. Well, we have voted to offer employment at $25 an hour. Is there going to be any negotiations if indeed that is not accepted? I think that's important.
There would have to be.
So, assuming that is the case, then we could, I suppose, schedule a brief meeting for the 29th. And discuss that at that time, and eliminate the team lead position.
That's fine. I mean, we can do it at that time.
Or we can eliminate the team lead position upon successful employment of a permanent road foreman.
That works too.
Why don't we do that? So maybe we won't have to have another meeting.
Okay, let's first approve the narrative that, and everybody, that's what we talked about, and you all saw the narrative that Frank wrote up, right?
Yep.
So I move that we approve the performance appraisal submitted by Frank Perrin for Arthur Lewin's annual appraisal in narrative format.
Second that.
All those in favor of that motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Somebody needs to be responsible for getting employee signatures on these.
Yeah, that was about to say, is we have the whole next step in all of this, which is we have to, you're gone, so we don't have to worry about you anymore, but we have to follow up with Justin and Art and do all those formalities and get their feedback. And that will have to happen in the executive session as well.
I think the thing to do with that is, if Frank has resigned his road commissionership and the board is going to be the responsible party, the responsive party to the road foreman, then we as a board should go over those reviews with them in an executive session, perhaps before the next meeting. And I don't know whether, John, you want to go over yours as well and have you and sign it. I think probably it is something that should be in your record. So we really should go over that as well.
I'm happy to sign it, and you can decide whether you want to go over with me or not. Mm-hmm.
So why don't we do the elimination of the team leader position upon successful hiring of a permanent road foreman. Let's do that motion first.
Okay. I'm gonna make a motion that we eliminate the team leader position upon successful hire of a road foreman.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, and then we will schedule at the next regular meeting We will schedule going over those in executive session with the two employees at 6 o'clock.
Sure, that sounds good.
What day was that again?
That's the
that is on the 5th of June.
Okay. Oh, the regular meeting.
Okay. I don't think I have any other business. I hope.
We are doing job descriptions, but we'll come back to that.
I would encourage anyone to everyone to look at that template that Jill Muir sent us, the toolkit, and look at it closely in relation to this, and we might get a couple of pointers as to how we wanted to do that.
I would also recommend that once we get a response from Jimmy on the offer, that we also schedule whether it's executive session or what, that we schedule a meeting with him to actually go over the job description. I think that's one thing we haven't done in the past. I think we sort of did it last time, but I don't think we did it very well. But I think it would behoove us to, if we make this hire, to go over point by point the job description that we ultimately are going to approve.
Well, and I think
should we nail that down more now? I mean, he applied for the one that we put on the web.
Well,
and if we're going to make a major changes, I mean, he should.
Well,
be able
I don't
assuming we wouldn't, but
I think we should. We have got to change who he is. Reporting to that. That has to be correct in this document. What we do with the road commissioner's document, I think we're going to live without a road commissioner for a little while, and we'll all just have to kind of pick up the pieces, and we'll try and get this this road work thing squared away, and hopefully that can kind of run a little bit on its own. We've got to get this contract done. But
so with the resignation of the road commissioner, we should be appointing somebody from the select board or for Art to contact in the meantime. He can't just leave him out there.
What do you mean for him?
Because before he worked under the supervision, for say, of the road commissioner. Now,
why don't we just make it Emily for now? I mean, it's pretty going to be temporary, right?
I hope so, because I'm not going to take it on permanent.
Yeah, just
right. But I'm just saying, I feel that he should
have
somebody.
I can do that for the short term.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
I can do that for the short term. Do you wish me to contact Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So my assignments, I'll talk to Art, and I'll contact Jimmy. And I also, I'm asking for guidance here. Is it appropriate to tell Art that we have offered it to Jimmy before Jimmy has accepted?
I would wait till Jimmy either accepts or...
When will you be calling Jimmy?
I will not call Jimmy until... I might call him tomorrow morning early.
I would...
Okay. Well, I think if you call Jimmy tomorrow morning early and you get an answer, that'll be good, and then we should let Art know as soon as possible, because the next thing that could happen is if the recording goes up before he's notified, that's not a good way for Art.
No, I think Art should know, And
I guess I see your point, because he was a candidate, right?
Well, he was a candidate, and I suppose...
I mean, I know you guys are trying to threaten me, but I think typically the way you would handle it, and this is maybe a dicier situation, but is you just let the candidate know that they didn't get the job, but I know, and it'd help it, it'll be pretty obvious. There were only two candidates, so. So yeah, you should let, let him know.
I will contact Jimmy, and I will talk to Art. I need a motion for adjournment.
I move for adjournment.
Second.
Turn up. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?